Now turn to part four. You will hear an interview with a woman called Patricia Jones, who is a naturalist. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
Patricia, this year marks the 20th anniversary of the start of your elephant project in Africa. What are your feelings?
Well, it's extraordinary to me to think that 20 years have passed, that I'm still working on the same projects, and that hundreds of students who have volunteered with us have now got university teaching positions all over the world.
Mm.
That's probably had an impact on thousands of people by now. Not just the foreign visitors coming to Africa, but locals as well.
Hmm. How do you spend your time nowadays?
Well, to begin with, my work was just concerned with learning about the behaviour of elephants in Africa. But then I realised that survival of the species depends on the actions of governments, big multinationals, and ordinary people.
Hmm.
So now I tend to focus more on getting people to realise the effect their actions have on wildlife and natural habitats.
Mm.
I try to demonstrate that by making a small change in the choices they make, for example in the products they buy, people can have a big effect on the wider world.
Do you think zoos have a part to play in conservation?
Well, there are some old-fashioned zoos where the animals are kept in small cages for the entertainment of the public. The animals aren't able to express their natural behaviour, and those zoos should definitely be shut down immediately.
Mm.
The best thing is for an animal to live in its natural environment. But we have this idealised view of freedom, where their lives will be wonderful. The reality is that in so many places, there are hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have to step in and offer a species protection, and that's where the new type of zoos come in.
Mm. In your new book, entitled Animals and Their Habitats, what message are you hoping to convey?
The natural world is in real crisis, but there are extraordinary people all around the planet who are absolutely determined that endangered animal species or plants or ecosystems should be helped to restore themselves. I hope it'll be inspiring for young biologists and botanists at the outset of their careers to read about these people who have taken on these huge challenges.
Have children, do you think, lost that sense of connection to the natural world?
Yes. We should be encouraging them to get back in touch with nature, either by taking them into a natural environment or by bringing nature to the child.
Mm.
You know, research has shown that contact with the natural world is actually crucial for psychological growth.
Wow.
So many children have such little opportunity to experience nature and only do so second-hand from a TV screen.
Mm. What does your organisation called In Touch aim to do?
Well, it's all youth-driven. So it's young people discussing the problems they see around them and then between them choosing three projects to work on that they feel would make things better.
Oh.
One project is about people, one is about animals, and one is about the environment. So in any group of young people, you get those passionate about animals, you get some who want to do community service for people, and you have some who want to help the local environment.
Ah. Do you think you still have a role to play?
Judging from the number of girls who write and say they want to follow in my footsteps, I think I do. But what I'd really like to do is stop people blaming science for everything. Many people think that it's scientists who are damaging the environment. I want people to see that they themselves are responsible too, and that they can also be part of the solution by being conscious about the choices they make in their everyday lives. That's what I want to achieve.
Many thanks, Patricia.
Now you'll hear part four again.
Patricia, this year marks the 20th anniversary of the start of your elephant project in Africa. What are your feelings?
Well, it's extraordinary to me to think that 20 years have passed, that I'm still working on the same projects, and that hundreds of students who have volunteered with us have now got university teaching positions all over the world. That's probably had an impact on thousands of people by now. Not just the foreign visitors coming to Africa, but locals as well.
How do you spend your time nowadays?
Well, to begin with, my work was just concerned with learning about the behaviour of elephants in Africa. But then I realised that survival of the species depends on the actions of governments, big multinationals, and ordinary people. So now I tend to focus more on getting people to realise the effect their actions have on wildlife and natural habitats. I try to demonstrate that by making a small change in the choices they make, for example in the products they buy, people can have a big effect on the wider world.
Do you think zoos have a part to play in conservation?
Well, there are some old-fashioned zoos where the animals are kept in small cages for the entertainment of the public. The animals aren't able to express their natural behaviour, and those zoos should definitely be shut down immediately. The best thing is for an animal to live in its natural environment. But we have this idealised view of freedom, where their lives will be wonderful. The reality is that in so many places, there are hunters. Sometimes we have to step in and offer a species protection, and that's where the new type of zoos come in.
In your new book, entitled Animals and Their Habitats, what message are you hoping to convey?
The natural world is in real crisis, but there are extraordinary people all around the planet who are absolutely determined that endangered animal species or plants or ecosystems should be helped to restore themselves. I hope it'll be inspiring for young biologists and botanists at the outset of their careers to read about these people who have taken on these huge challenges.
Have children, do you think, lost that sense of connection to the natural world?
Yes. We should be encouraging them to get back in touch with nature, either by taking them into a natural environment or by bringing nature to the child. You know, research has shown that contact with the natural world is actually crucial for psychological growth. So many children have such little opportunity to experience nature and only do so second-hand from a TV screen.
What does your organisation called In Touch aim to do?
Well, it's all youth-driven. So it's young people discussing the problems they see around them and then between them choosing three projects to work on that they feel would make things better. One project is about people, one is about animals, and one is about the environment. So in any group of young people, you get those passionate about animals, you get some who want to do community service for people, and you have some who want to help the local environment.
Do you think you still have a role to play?
Judging from the number of girls who write and say they want to follow in my footsteps, I think I do. But what I'd really like to do is stop people blaming science for everything. Many people think that it's scientists who are damaging the environment. I want people to see that they themselves are responsible too, and that they can also be part of the solution by being conscious about the choices they make in their everyday lives. That's what I want to achieve.
Many thanks, Patricia.
That's the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.